Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Yeah.
No, is it good? Works.
Yeah. Testing.
I feel like this mic is, I hear it. Do you hear okay. that echoing? Here, where's it coming out of? Like a speaker.
Your butt.
Your butt. It's coming out of a speaker
echo
somewhere.
Your butt.
Is this thing turned up super high? Wait. There it is. My headphones were cranked up. Okay.
Technically, shouldn't a butt echo? Because it is like a canyon.
Maybe yours is.
Whoa. What's that? Are you saying I got a big butt?
No, I'm saying... I thought you were talking about the butthole.
Oh, wow! Wow! Can we say that on a podcast?
Yes.
Of course we can.
Okay.
I think.
But like the butt kind of is... It is a canyon, right?
But I think part of it is that...
For some people, it's a Grand Canyon.
There's an escape... I think the echo would have to reverberate.
You'd have to be inside.
Yeah.
Or like at the crevice, at the bottom of the crevice of the butt.
But that's why different angles of farts sound different. But yeah, that's you're true. Onto something.
That would be so much funnier if farts echoed.
I mean,
well, they
you know,
could if like you were in like, a bathroom or something.
No, but like, but if it just right? did it every time because like you're... Like if your
oh,
butt was like
of
a,
the shape
a cave.
Of your butt.
Yeah,
oh.
because, or because it's a canyon. If it was just like...
It'd be hard to, like, cover up. You know, like, if you have to cough to cover up your fart.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, it'd be so much harder to cover a fart, but, man, would it be so much funnier to hear, you know? And it'd be like, Melissa, did you just fart? And all of a sudden we hear. And it's like, okay, yeah, now we know our answer. Didn't even have to ask.
Farts are funny.
They are funny.
They really are
they
funny.
They objectively are.
They what's actually really funny was literally just yesterday. And I don't
you
know
farted?
Why I did it. No, I didn't fart. Well, I mean, I'm sure I did. But it was one of my best friends from high school's birthday. And this is a guy who it's like he's one of those friends where we don't keep in touch like every single day and all that,
but
every
you hear his farts echo on his birthday.
But every time we do talk, we don't. It's we're in high school mode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We just revert back to
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
So we're so super immature whenever we chat. But so we're in a group text. There's three of us in this group text, and I sent him a message. Hey, happy birthday! Or I sent him a voice memo, wishing happy birthday, and in it I just kept making farting noises like in the middle of the message,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, I hope. You didn't hear that, did you? And then I just keep going on. And I'm just like, and I listened back to it, guys. And I'm not joking you when I say this. I was dying laughing in my car at the only thing that I recorded. Because there were fart noises.
I did that recently. Or I watched, and I hate watching and listening back to myself. I don't do it. But it happened the other day, and I can't remember what it was, but I laughed. I was like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
that was pretty good.
You're all allowed to pat yourself on the back sometimes.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Pat your side on the back side.
Side.
Yeah.
And it echoes. The back side.
But I just think the farts are just funny.
What about where you do them? Do you ever do them in an elevator?
Wait, did we talk about? We did talk about this.
We talked about famous
farts in history, not famous farts in history, but like farts during famous moments in history. Mm-hmm. Like when they were signing the Declaration of Independence, did anyone let one rip?
Probably.
When Sacagawea and Lewis and Clark
on their long journey,
you had to think they'd ripped at least a couple of times.
Couple of times every day.
But like
he does, right?
I think you're onto something with like the if you fart at a funeral, that is inherently funnier than
anywhere else. The timing matters.
Well, and it's also like when you can't stop it from coming at the most inappropriate times.
Inappropriate times, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, there have been times, I feel weird saying this as a girl, but, you know, there have been times where I've been on the elevator and I can't hold it.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Yeah. And there's other people in the elevator in this building. And I'm like, oh, my God, please, this is going to come out. Please don't let this smell. You know, you always hope that they're not like an SBD or something.
Yeah.
Especially if there's only two of you and then they know it's not them.
What's an SBD? Silent but deadly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've never heard the acronym of it before.
Really? Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. It's usually silent but deadly. I legitimately haven't. So you just can't hold it back in that moment?
Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes there's too much pressure.
And you've let it rip with the other people in the elevator?
Yes.
Is that you?
It's never been like a struggle. I got to hold it in. Oh, it's coming. It's more like I forget that I'm with somebody and just let it fly. And then, oh, my God, I'm not alone in this elevator.
Gosh, yeah. Is that worse to let it rip when they're in there with you or worse to let it rip and then the doors open and someone enters and you're by yourself in there?
If they don't hear it, you can be like, dude, the guy before me. No, because that is very obvious. If you get in and the first guy is like, you smell that fart?
Yeah.
hey, bro, you just fart?
Right, because you're the only one on the elevator.
Yeah.
So, like, clearly.
No good time.
I don't know what would be. Like, okay, what about this? Okay, you're on the elevator, Melissa, in the situation you just described, and you let one rip, but it's silent. So no one knows it's you. Is that, but it's only you and one other person in the elevator. Is that worse or is the you ripping one and it's smelling and the person coming, then stepping onto the elevator knowing
I don't like that one because I think initially you feel safe,
yeah.
Like you're not going to get busted, right?
Sure, sure.
And then it really stinks that the elevator opens up. You realize, wow, this does not smell good.
Yeah.
And then somebody walks in and you're like, oh my God, this is the worst timing ever. Ever.
I would rather them know it was me. Like, Court farted in front of me. He looked over at me and said, yeah.
Own it.
I completely own it. Then, like, somebody later, like, I was in the elevator with Court, and I'm pretty sure he farted.
The pretty sure, like, yeah. the assumption
like,
that
I would
you farted
rather you know.
Is probably worse than yeah. No, I'm with you.
I'm pretty sure he farted that, or he had BO, or he, and then the list goes on, and then somehow you have a rumor starts that you have, like, halitosis.
Well, and then the person that they're telling it to is probably like, oh, yeah, I can see that.
He did that with me.
I can totally see that with Court. Yeah, Court just has that persona that he either has bad BO or he farts in the elevator.
Bro, I don't think he farted. Yeah, that's just him.
Yeah.
Austin, I have a confession.
You farted in studio today.
No, it was a couple weeks ago, and I think I did it in our office. Like, I didn't realize, and I thought I was going to be able to let it out quietly, and it came out louder than I expected, and I could have swore. Did you hear it?
Remember that morning we had the thunderstorm?
Did you hear it?
Oh, wait, I might have.
Because you almost kind of did this weird, like, reaction, but very subtle, and I thought, is that because he just heard that?
Oh my gosh, I think I do remember
maybe
hearing
like,
it.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, but I didn't say anything because I thought it was, oh, this is awkward. I think that's why. I don't think I said anything because I didn't want. I think I did hear it.
Yeah.
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Hey. Cool.
I have not farted.
Glad you're ripping
yet,
one.
And I have to be
I'm ripping them in our office. There's literally.
Like you haven't.
In our office? No, that is sacred space.
No. Oh, I don't.
Well, when you guys aren't in there.
You can fart in front of me anytime. I really am not bothered.
Thank you.
I'm the kind like.
You can't with me.
I don't mind.
I'll be grossed out.
Will you guys poop in front of your significant others?
No.
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 No. In fact, that was.
No way.
I got two bits of marriage advice before I got married. One, never say the D word, divorce. Don't ever say it. Okay. I know I just said it, but don't ever say it to each other because then just sets a bad precedent. And like that should never, if you go into a marriage,
not an option.
You should never, it should not be an option. So you just don't say it. Second, don't pee or poop in front of your significant other.
Not the peeing, even pee?
I'll pee in front of her.
Will you pee?
But never poop.
I'll pee uncomfortably. I don't love it. I like privacy in the bathroom, but I will not go number two.
Shut the door. Go to another floor or whatever, like in the house to go. Like just no, because you know why? Because it is whatever the opposite of like an aphrodisiac is. Like it
a big turnoff.
You may say, oh, I've got no problem with it, but internally, every brain is wired to where it's like you do think about it, like subconsciously.
Are you now, Court, never going to go number two in front of your girlfriend after this conversation?
No, I keep the door open. I don't care.
I'm an open.
It's her problem, not mine. With that being said, if I have to brush my teeth and she's on there, and I was like, hey, I don't mind doing it. Do I want to hear it? No, but I'm not affected. I don't care.
Are you not? Why don't you sit down on this couch here? Why don't you lay down and tell us?
I would rather
deep seated.
I'm more comfortable with me going and somebody walking in than interrupting somebody because maybe she doesn't agree 100%. But I don't mind people walking in. We can have a business conversation if I'm on the toilet. I don't care.
So she comes in knowing you're doing that.
Yeah, I keep the door open because Farley would come and bark and demand to be in. Then I have to half-ass get up during and waddle over there and let him in. Yeah, just keep it open.
Open door policy.
My roommate Shane walks by and gets some stuff out of the cupboard. It's all good.
Wait, real? No, that's fake. Okay, I was like, no.
With m'lady, I don't mind. With roommates, I think there's a difference.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
But they're guys. You think
know,
it would almost be like easier to do it in front of another guy.
Right, like it's more like the locker room persona.
Right.
I wouldn't care. He's walked in on me in the bathroom. I don't care. But with m'lady, no. I'm fully comfortable. If I have to go, you got to go. I've peed. She's been – we came home, I think, from Hamilton at intermission of Hamilton. We ran home. She got the toilet. I got the sink.
Ew. Yeah.
Wait.
Not two. One.
What? Okay.
One.
You,
you peed
in the sink?
I had to pee, yeah.
Oh,
why don't you just wait until she gets done going to the bathroom?
I needed to go.
I thought that's when guys like went outside by a tree or something.
Oh, I don't want to get arrested. You can't get arrested for pissing in the sink.
Oh.
Well, if it's your sink.
If it's your sink. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like.
All I can do is think. I hope you sprayed it down with bleach.
Yeah. I ran water.
That'd be in the back of my head always. Always.
Shower even if I would have been a better call.
Yeah.
Shower,
yeah.
I'm more okay with. Peeing in the shower. I still don't, but I'm more okay with it.
I think you do.
Pee in the shower?
Yeah.
No, I
won't pee in the
shower.
If you have to pee, you'll hold it and get out. You know, that's what the drain's for.
Yeah, I know.
And you know when you touch water?
I think I've trained.
I pee in my baths.
Ew.
No, I don't pee in my baths. It's sacred time.
Oh, God, gross.
Sacred time. Sacred water. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, going back to Melissa's initial question. And I don't even know if it was her initial question.
Which was.
But it's a question that I think is a great topic. What would be the absolute worst time to rip one? The absolute worst time.
The absolute worst time.
The
in a job interview.
Job interview. That's a good answer. Like just, so where do you see yourself in the next?
And usually you're nervous. And anytime you get nervous, you get gassy and then they really smell.
Yeah, that makes sense.
God.
That would be a fitting.
Stepbrothers.
Kind. Yeah.
Ketchup and onions. Now the suits are a little weird. The worst. I like that you said funeral. I keep coming back to that.
Like, right. That's the one that's like stuck in my brain. Like, even like, okay, Maybe like giving a eulogy at a funeral.
Yeah, what do you got? You're raising
Melissa's
your hand.
Got
a good one.
A first date.
Oh, first date. All right. Which one's worst out of those two? Those are two good ones. Which one would I rather fart on the first date or the job interview?
I'd rather fart at the funeral. Oh, that funeral's not one of them.
Yeah, just those
job
two.
Interview. Well, cause they're both technically a first date.
Yeah. I guess I would rather fart on the job interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Loves more.
But what is it
money.
That keeps you from getting the job?
There's other jobs in the sea.
I probably in this scenario need the date more.
Yeah, I was gonna say right.
Is there a chance I could sleep with the person interviewing me?
I can get a job at like the gas station if I need to.
And that's what they might tell you.
Yeah, right. I can't get a date at the gas station. No, I'm with you.
In this scenario, I'm desperate.
My God,
the job, right? If you're farting uncontrollably, trust me, you need to stick with the girl. my sister's boyfriend when she was in college went on a road trip with us. My sister was a cheerleader at Kentucky. We drove from Nashville to Knoxville. Kentucky's playing at Tennessee. We go to the game to see my sister cheer on the sidelines, right? We go to the game and on the drive back, I was sitting in the very back. It was my sister, my sister's boyfriend, I think my grandma was on the trip, my mom and my dad. So I'm in the very back, in one of those fold down seats.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
And I'm sitting back there and I kept farting. And it was, to me, I thought it was funny. They all hated me because it was smelling up the car. I think I farted twice. And after the second time, my dad goes, "Austin, if you fart one more time, you were going to be grounded."
Oh,
yeah, I'm.
But
I've had it.
Sometimes you can't hold them in.
Sometimes you cannot. A little while later, the car starts reeking. It smells terrible, worse than my farts. And my dad goes, "Austin, that is it. You are grounded. You're grounded this weekend.
Don't go where I think it's going."
For years, I ended up being grounded. I'm like, I don't know why. Like, I did nothing wrong. I did not fart. I knew I didn't fart.
It wasn't even silent. Where you learned that it was her.
No, it wasn't grandma's dad. I wish it was my grandma. Because then at least it was.
Oh, my God. It was your dad.
No, it was my sister's boyfriend.
Oh.
And we became good friends even after they, we became good friends with them dating. And so we stayed friends even after him and my
and
sister broke up.
And he let you take the fall for
he
that?
He let me take the fall for it. And he had a way, he would tell me this all the time. He goes, I fart all the time. And I have a way, to sit awkwardly to where I can make it come out silently. No. And I've tried it. I've failed miserably. It's not easy. It's hard. But he found some way to where he knows his body. He can do it. And he did it on that trip. He said, he goes, "I had to go, I had to pass gas so bad. I had no other option." And he's like, "I wanted to roll down the windows, but the child lock on the windows was down in the back seat." So he goes, "I just had to go." He goes, "I'm so sorry." He goes, "It was really funny. And you got blamed for it and completely got me off the hook. I'm here with your sister trying to, put on a good impression." And I was just like,
scarred for life. You'll never forget that.
Because of that.
When it comes to the truth or getting intimate, we're always going to choose getting intimate.
right.
He wasn't going to blow that.
Oh, it was the worst.
Oh, farts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.